my soul. I will praise him unto death. I'm counting the hours on the earth. I will sing unto my God, who has created body and soul. He shall be praised at all times.
Ich bin sein und er ist mein und ich bin sein. Land seine Hand, bringt mich in das Heimatland. Und in jedem ewigen Licht schau ich an sein Angesicht. Welch ein Heiland, welch ein Heiland, o des Heiland Jesus ist, welch ein Heiland Jesus ist.
Oh, how wonderful to be his. I will praise him. I am his and he is mine.
Und er in sein und er ist mein. Welch ein Heiland, wie er liebt,
how he loves, always giving
praise.
He speaks evil today to you. Take up thy cross and follow him. What a Savior, what a Savior. How wonderful to be his. I shall praise him. I am his and he is mine. Dear brothers and sisters, you who are connected worldwide, be greeted in the precious and glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful to the Lord that we have this possibility to connect us via the internet, so that we can hear God's word freshly from the throne. We are grateful that worldwide it can be listened, it can be watched. And we are grateful that his servant is strengthened, bringing us the word. For the word of introduction, let us read the word from Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 25. Romans 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, namely the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Beloved brothers and sisters, this we want to do in this time. Persevering, waiting, holding fast. It looks like as if the world has made a pause. Everything is stiff through this pandemic, but we are grateful to the Lord. Also for Psalms 91, which is promised to us, that the Lord will protect us, he will keep us, that he will carry us through. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us persevere and wait, as we just read. Also for us, it's like a pause in which we find ourselves back to his word. We thank the Lord that we have so much food available, that daily we are fed and that we have everything what we need. Actually,
Only the personal contact is missing. And God willing, there will be again a time in which we can be gathered again, seeing us each other. Lord, we thank you that you have addressed so great words to us. Lord, we thank you that you are protecting us, keeping us, daily blessing us, equipping us with everything what we need. Give us your peace and your blessing daily anew. Give us also the perseverance, as we read in the Word now. Give us the holding fast to your Word. Lord, we hope, as it is written, hope dies at the last. And so we hold fast to your written Word. We thank you, Lord, that we now can commit your servant unto you, strengthen him in body, soul, and spirit, so that your word can again be spoken in a mighty way. Lord, be present, bless worldwide, to comfort, heal, give everything what we need. And we are so grateful to you, Lord. Bless us all. This is our prayer on this day. Amen.
Ganz herzlich möchte ich euch alle grüßen.
I would like to greet all of you.
Wir haben ja bereits
we have heard a wonderful word
aus Römer
from Romans chapter 8. Brother Scherer, he read it, and we noticed on what the emphasis was laid on. The whole creation is waiting, and we are also waiting. But before we go into details of this subject, let me express here what I feel. We are truly at the end of the end time. We arrived. The last message has reached the ends of the earth. And we may say it here once. Our brothers and sisters in Switzerland have the main part in the proclamation to which God has given grace. Also the brothers and sisters in Austria, they are also full part of it, so that from these three countries can support the work of God and taking care they have taken care of, that in the past 55 years the wonderful message of the Word could be carried into all the world. And if I then get phone calls and brothers from Switzerland, from Austria, from Germany, they tell me, can you remember how 1971 had the meetings here and there? Then my heart just rejoices to hear that all who were part of it from the beginning, after so many years, they are still there and they remained faithful. Let us come now to the word from Romans 8. The whole creation is groaning, and we ourselves groan with it, because we want to be taken out from this body, from this corruption, into incorruption, from the mortality into immortality. We want to be taken. Concerning the time in which we arrived, everything seems to be out of control. Climate change, the global warming, all the catastrophes which are happening worldwide, and all of us daily, hourly, we are informed what is happening on the earth, whether it's in Australia, whether it's in Sweden, whether in California, whether in Israel, wherever something happens. The news are daily and hourly available. And we notice what kind of efforts are being made, also concerning the CO2, the carbon emissions, to get it under control. But the Holy Scripture has foretold it in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 26, at that time, when the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound, then the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. This nobody can stop. This will take place this way, and it will go on. It will get warmer and warmer. But let us look now to that what God has done by His grace throughout all these years. Not only that Israel was gathered, as written in Isaiah 40, verse 1, it's written, the Lord will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. We are living really in the time in which Bible prophecy is being fulfilled on Israel, in the nations, in the church of the living God. In every way it is being fulfilled now. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled in our time. And we thank the Lord for His precious and holy word, for the message of the hour which we carry and of which we believe that it is the final call which is addressed to mankind. And all who have an ear to hear, may they hear it. Without now going into details, something must be mentioned, that Brother Branham, in the seven visions which he has seen, 1933, one of the visions is dealing with that in the USA A vice she president will be, as a woman, vice president, and that she will then will become president, and that also that the Roman Church will have her power in the USA, building it. We all know what happened in the past. We all know what happened with Spain and Portugal. Everything what is South America, this was conquered by Spain and by Portugal. It was ruled and conquered by them. It was populated by them. And all South American countries are Roman Catholic. But North America, the USA and Canada, they, by revival meetings, they came up as they are now today. Whether the Plymouth Brothers from Great Britain, whether the Mennonites from Germany, and even from Krefeld, moving to Philadelphia, there were revivals and again revivals, whether in the Netherlands, whether in Sweden, and from these Protestant countries, from these revivals, the people emigrated to North America, USA, and Canada. And he, whoever, as I, as a missionary, I know the South American countries and also North America, I know them well. They one really sees the big difference between South and North America. But our task is not to speak about history, but just to hang it into the air that brothers who believe the message of Brother Branham, they have just asked me that I go briefly into these subjects. And we see Joe Biden is the new president in the USA. We see who will be the vice president and how it will go on. In any case, we can say we arrived at the end of the end time. And the last things are being fulfilled. Everything must come under one head. And the world government must come. Everything must be under control in the new world order. And if you now think on Corona, this virus is just so horrible, haunting all nations, haunting all tribes, all races are pulled into it. And the desperation is getting greater, worse and worse. More and more people are dying, and the solutions are waiting to come. And concerning the vaccinations, nobody knows what it will bring. We just can say that Bible prophecies are being fulfilled before our eyes. And so, as our Lord, whether in Matthew 24, whether Mark 13, Luke 21, it speaks of the end time. So we see that all these things are coming to fulfillment. Also the word pestilence, the Lord announced this term is now in every mouth, and the people are haunted. Brothers and sisters, precious friends, our Lord and Savior has of course repeatedly said, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we all respect God's holy word, and we are grateful that the Bible, that we have the Old and the New Testament, that from the beginning of time until the end of time, all of the course of the plan of salvation was already written down in advance, and that up to the new heaven and to the new earth, we have it in this holy book. We were informed. To God it's about that we now not only are groaning with the nature, and let us say it. Let us remember the forest fires, the global warming, everything becomes different in the agriculture, in the forestry, everything is becoming different. Solutions are being looked after and are tried. Whether they will be successful, nobody knows. Therefore, the word which Brother Scherer read for the introduction fits 100%, it's 100% right for this sermon today. The whole creation is groaning, is longing for it, to be delivered of the corruption, delivered from that what has come upon it, to be liberated of it, to be placed again into the original condition. In the same way, we as the believers, we can say and we can confess, we are groaning in this mortal body. And I may say it here, as a remark here, if one has turned 87 years and just 2 years are left to make the 90 years full, and all of my life I dedicated to the ministry of the Lord, day and night, praying, reading, writing, preaching, traveling, to the Lord be the thanks for it. I'm healthy. I just grew a bit old and weak, but the word of the Lord has always the same power and will accomplish in them who believe it, for what it was sent for. All of us, we know what is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 18, Here we can read it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks to God, in every situation, for this is the will of God. And brothers and sisters, let us thank God also in the situation in which we arrived. Although we are groaning, let us thank the Lord that the time is very, very near in which He will change our mortal bodies. One word from 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, I would like to read now. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 13.
Weil wir denselben Geist
we, des Glaubens having the same besitzen, Spirit of faith,
weil wir nun den
we, having
Geist
the same Spirit of
besitzen.
Faith.
Ja, was ist das denn?
What is this now? The Spirit of faith, having it. It continues, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. A very powerful word. I don't know whether in the more than 8,000 sermons which I preached ever spoke about this text here. Just so powerful, because we have the same Spirit of faith. What shall one say to it? Just a powerful amen. The faith is a gift from God. Faith is worked by the Holy Spirit in us. It's made alive. No intellect, no thinking with intellect, but revelation by the Holy Spirit. Just so precious. Because we have the same Spirit of faith according to the Scripture. Who has left the Scripture to us? Who were those whom God used to give us the Bible? Men of God who were under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, of them it could be said that they have the Spirit of faith in the Word of God, which was revealed unto them. Because the Spirit leads into all the truth. And therefore, it is written here, according to the Scripture, all of the Old Testament is in the New Testament referred to as the word of the scripture. God has left to us in writing what he told verbally and revealed to his servants and prophets according to the scripture. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. The men of God, that what God said to them, they believed it. It was the revelation which was given to them by the Holy Spirit, by His grace. In the same way, brothers and sisters, it is today with us. If we speak generally about faith, then everyone believes something. In all Christian denominations, it is being believed and believed and believed and believed. And all have their creeds, their statements of faith, their doctrines, and one can find out, we believe, then one point, one passage after the other passage, what they believe. But today, if we hear His voice, we want to ask God that we not just have some kind of faith, but that we are in conformity with the word of the scripture, because only he who is in conformity with the scripture, he can be in conformity with God. And only such people have the spirit of faith. If we speak about the gifts of the Spirit, as especially the Apostle Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and also in chapter 14, there are gifts of the Spirit, nine spiritual gifts. They are all listed there. And the grace which God has given to us is to know and to accept that God in our time has sent a messenger to bring us back to God, to His Word, back to the Scripture, so that we not just have some kind of faith, but the Spirit, the faith worked by the Spirit, the faith as the Scripture says. And as Paul expresses here, because we have now the Spirit of faith. Yes, and what comes then? Then comes the emphasis. Therefore, we also speak not from ourselves, but through the Holy Spirit, by grace, passing on the revealed word. May these thoughts of God touch our hearts. And may we just say in our prayer, Beloved Lord, I want to have that faith as the Scripture says. That's how our Lord and Savior emphasized it. He said, He who believes in me as the Scripture says. And this is the message of the hour. and all must come out from their various denominations. They must be called out, coming, being led back to God. And now is the time of decision to receive and to accept, namely that what God has to say to us by His grace. And I just would like to say it, as so often, I want to mention it, that our beloved brother William Branham really, as Moses, as Elijah, as Paul, as all the servants of God, as John the Baptist, he received a direct commission. And already on the 11th of June, 1933, he was told at a baptism from the supernatural cloud, he was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And by the grace of God, I knew this man of God. 10 years, I knew him. I was in his meetings, experiencing, witnessing in what kind of way the Lord was at work in a supernatural way and has blessed. After his passing, that's how the Lord led it. I then carried this original message of the Holy Scripture, of the Word of God, with the original teachings about Godhead, water baptism, Lord's Supper. In fact, all biblical doctrines were newly put upon the lampstand. And therefore, today, in this sermon, I must emphasize what Paul has written here. Because I, and by grace, I may include myself here. And I ask all the audience, all brothers, all sisters, that they have an inner agreement to the Word of God. And they find themselves also in the Word, finding themselves there. And in particular, all ministering brethren, that all brothers who are now ministering with the Word, who refer to God, who refer to the Bible, who refer to Brother Branham, preaching nothing else but only what they can preach from the Holy Scripture. And may the Spirit of God come upon all, and may all honestly and sincerely be placed so that this word of the apostle, who received a divine commission and who was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that they receive this word and that with them it is being fulfilled, because we have the same spirit of faith. The same spirit which the prophets, which the apostles had, all ministering brethren must have, and then preaching the word accordingly, and may all be able to say, after I believe what the Holy Scripture says, therefore I have proclaimed the message unto you. The Apostle Paul has put the emphasis on it, that the faith which the Spirit works must be first there before one can preach the message of God. And therefore, dear brothers, take it from the hand of God. Read this text repeatedly and pray to the Lord that you can be placed there, that also you, before the Almighty God, you can tell your audience, reading this word to your listeners, and that the listeners can confirm that you preached nothing else, no interpretation, no explanation, that you preached nothing else, but only that what is written in the Bible. So we, because we have the same spirit of faith, the same spirit of faith, therefore, namely according to the Scripture, therefore the Apostle Paul, with a divine authority, he could come on the scene and say, the word which I preach is not after men. I didn't receive it from a man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He could write to the Galatians. Yes, he had to write. Whoever preaches another gospel than that what we preached unto you, he is under a curse. So, let me say here in the summary, we are living at the end of the time of grace. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled in Israel. And we see how there the bridges are made now to the Arabic nations. We notice everything. And it really points to it now, clearly, that shortly we will hear how the peace treaty will be made. The newest news is that the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is in Jerusalem, on the Temple Mount, by the highest man in Saudi Arabia, he gave the declaration that the actual Al-Aqsa Mosque is not on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, but that it is 25 kilometers away from Mecca. And in this moment, where this was published, the Al-Aqsa Mosque will lose reputation, and in the contract with Israel, it will be written that the temple can be built. But into all these things, we'll not go here into details. We are just grateful to God that we are informed about everything, that our eyes are open, and I may say once again and emphasize what our Lord said. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And then when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Let us say this also once again. The Lord God has given, has fulfilled the promise, and he has sent his servant, William Branham, in our time to bring us back to the faith which only the Spirit works, to the faith bringing us back which once for all was delivered unto the saints, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. And this pure message I could proclaim all over the world. And in the new circular, in the December circular, we show the world map and all the countries and the cities in which Brother Frank preached by grace the precious and holy everlasting Word of God. And all who are of God hear the broadcasts, hear on the various channels, they hear the programs, are being called out from all the denominations and are put into the divine direction so that to the listeners and to the preachers can be said, because we have now the same spirit of faith as the Scripture has said it. I believe, therefore I speak. Also I, Brother Frank, believe with all my heart, and therefore I speak, therefore I preach, therefore I dedicated all of my life to God, because that, what God's Word says, because I believe it with all my heart. May all brothers and sisters in East and West, in South and North, in all languages, in all peoples, be blessed. And may this short sermon serve for the purpose that all read the Holy Scripture, examining themselves, returning to God and his Word, and to receive and accept what the Lord has prepared for us, namely that everything is restored into its original condition in the Church of the living God, which is the pillar and foundation of the truth. May the Lord God bless all of you in Switzerland, Austria, in all neighboring countries, in all of Europe, and in all of the world. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Nun lob mein Seel den Herrn.